You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara Neveid Zara Daf Ches. Gemara says that Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yisrael Shebuchutz Laretz Oivdei Avodas Kochavim B'Tayrahim. They do Avod Zara, you know, with Tayra, right? With pure. What does that mean? Rashi says Kloimar. We don't do Rashi here. B'loy Kavanav. Ain't some Malev. They don't realize. That's what it's about. How's that? Ketzad over kachavim she'asa mishta lebnoi. Over kachavim that makes a simcha mishta lebnoi, right? It makes a chasana, a wedding, and lav dafka the Rambam. The way Rambam quotes it doesn't mean one making benoi. That was the derech. I guess even in those days, the fathers used to marry off the sons. You know, nowadays, not that way. So. V'zimen kol yudim, which again is lavdak, means even if all the Jews should be iroi, afa pi sho'echem shalahen, it's all glad kosher, right? It's sho'echem shalahen, it's their own food. V'shamish shalahen, they even have their own shamish, waiters, which is interesting. Whereas it seems to be like there's something wrong, I'm not sure, I never found anybody, but somebody who's a waiter that's not from ours, it sounds like there's something wrong, even if they have their own service.
It's not because of wine.
What?
It's because of the wine.
It hasn't too cautious. No, I'm saying, so what? Therefore what?
They would always serve the wine.
Yeah, and they were afraid that... All right, let's see. Oymid lefneh, mala alema kosov ki'ilu achlez. So the posik is, considers it like they're eating from zifchei mesim is an expression the Gemara uses later on for... Takrevis of Edizara. Takrevis of Edizara. In other words, when you're shekhtla of Edizara, it's a posik, really. Right? V'yitzmudu labal par, paskatilim, v'yoychlu zivchei mesim. So Mefarshim say, the Rishayim say, that the reason it's called zivchei mesim is because by us, the Bereshim is called a keil chai. By them, it's mam shapasim. So Marzi Bavart from Abzamu Velozhin, he says in the Kapitel and Tillim and Halal, that we say, einayim lehem v'lo yiro, Yiru Znaim Levela Yishmu, Aflo Yerichun, Yadayim Vela Mishun, and so forth. He says, what do you got to say? Say Sam Lo Yerichun. What do you have to say? They have a nose, they can't smell, they have eyes. So he says, so Zan Vela Yishmu said, because the Rambam says, and you say the Atayra, the Benishim has no goof. It says Yad Hashem, it's just the Sabres Oizen. There's no such thing. The Ene Hashem, it doesn't really mean that. So he says, and yet our Benishim sees and hears and smells, and he does everything, right? He says, without a goof. And by them, forget, their getchkes have a goof, naim lehem v'loyro, oz naim lehem v'loyishmo. Right? So memela, that's what's called zivchei mesim. It's a dead avoy desar, a dead delahus. Oh, shenema, so Gemara quotes a posik. What's the posik? Let's look in one, the whole posik. After the chet ha'egel, so it says, you go into Eretz Yisrael, and you get Isham lechop pentiches brits yeshu arutz asher bolab like we mentioned earlier in that share that the is of loisis chatenbaum, right? You're not allowed to marry the zayin amamim. So one lashon gemara many rishonim say means even if they become gayrim. So Rashi explained that they're so aduk, they're so tied in, they're so sugabudin, as we say tovay the zara, they'll have effect even if they become gayrim. It's part of their culture. So the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tezvav, Pentiches Brisa Yeshu V'aretz, V'zanu Achrei Aleheim, V'zavchu Aleheim, V'kara Lecha V'chalta Mezivchoi. Right? Maybe you'll make a bris with them, right? You go ahead and you make a bris with the Yeshu V'aretz, V'zanu Achrei Aleheim, and they go ahead and they go after their getchkes, after their gods, right? V'kara lecha, and I'll call you v'chalta mezivchoi. So what's wrong with v'kara lecha v'chalta mezivchoi? So Gemara learns out from here that you see from over here that you can't eat together with them. So Gemara says v'ema ad de'ochel, maybe means till you eat it, till you mamish eat it. So Amar Rava, right in the Gemara, imkein neima kra v'chalta mezivchoi, mai v'kara lecha mishas kriya. Words the issa is as soon as he calls you. Rashi says, "Karolcha mashra shata karoloi mala ania chilaska kiilu mezivchoi." In other words, the karolcha v'chalta mezivchoi, the etzem calling you, and you, Rishayim takasela. Let's say He calls you and you say, no, I can't make it to the wedding, I'm sorry. So fine, but if you taka think in your mind, it's interesting. Some say because an avodah zara, even machshava is called an avodah. In other words, if you taka have in your mind a thought to go to a goyisha wedding, right? So even though they're going to say they're going to be, you know, separate caterer and separate food, and we're going to put you behind a mechitza, you can't be mishtatav in it, right? Now, it's mashra, not stab a suda together with them, but specifically a simcha, right? So specifically, is that, because look at the next part of Gemara. Hilkach, the time of Gemara, they didn't have Zayin Amin. Kol Tlos and Yoimin, all 30 days, Bain, no, it's 30 days, Rashi said, Basir Lula, after the wedding festivities. Bain Amale Machmas Lula, whether he tells you, Rashi says, Oiv Kachom Zayis Ro Machmas Lula, Ni Oisis Udazu. He tells you, oh, we're making a post-nuptial this time. So he's making a simcha afterwards, whatever it is. So he says, Bain Lo Amale Machmas Lula, he doesn't say, Asa, Mekan Vehelech, after 30 days, he Amale Machmas Lula, Asa, he Lo Amale Machmas Lula, Shari. And if he says Machzul at Amos, till when does that go? Amar Papa Atreisa Yarchi Shosa, right, till 12 months. Yeah, and then Taka, if you remember Gemara Ksubis Lagabe Simcha B'Moyne, and Achreim go into, maybe you can learn one from the other. Let's first see the Gemara. V'chi Amar at Amos, so 12 months. Umikara, what about before the wedding? Look, sometimes they make like you said prenuptial festivities, Yankel. As soon as he starts putting in the barley into the jug to make the beer, right? He's making the beer. By then they drink. It's gedua. They drink more than that. And after 12 months, even if he tells you, it's because of my son's wedding, you don't have to worry about it. It's not because of that.
Akum lebasa trace, it was after 12 months. Vishmaya de Udi, Upirish Vilachal. He said he heard him being made that Avaita Zara, so he was Pirish and he didn't eat. Shiny Rabitzik Bered Mashashi, the Adam Khoshiv. He was an Adam Khoshiv, and because of that, the Akum was Samech Menorashi says Ma'id. He was very happy. That's the Gemara. The beginning of Avaita Zara is a day. And the Gemara says you're not allowed to do business 3 days before their holidays, their what we call the Edom, the Yom Edom, right? Why? So Gemara says, Ibarlu. What's the reason? Mishum harvacha, is it because they profit from it, right? And Rashi says, look at the bottom six. The ravach va'azul moidah varizara, they'll be moidah varizara, you buy from them, so they'll say, you know why? Yeah, because it's taka near the Yom Eid, and meila azul moidah varizkhavim, Rashi learns you're not allowed to cause an akum to give vaidah to his getchka, to his avodah zara. Odilma the Gemara, let's back to Gemara number 5. Mishum lefnei evil leisita and michshol, because you're giving him something that he might be makriv avodah zara. That's what the Gemara goes to and nafkaminas. But that basically the shaila is because the guy will be moideh or will use it for something. Right? It's a chshash. That's one Gemara. Now, Lemaisa, you have a Gemara in number 7. Ahu minoi, the shadale dinra kisrenala Rabbi Yehuda nesia b'yameide. The Gemara says over, the Mishnah says over there, you can't accept a present from them either, because when you accept a present, they'll be happy, the Yid took a present from me, right? Or you now even take a loan from them, a payment of a loan. Because they'll say, the reason I was able to pay a loan, right? The Gemara says, paying a loan is a simcha. You know, it's a simcha to person. I don't know nowadays, but when people used to pay loans, so it was a simcha for them. So you'll say, I'm so happy I was able to pay my loan. It must be because of, you know, in the merit of the avodah zara. So they sent him a matana. Have Yosef Shlokish come in? What should you do? Ashkele, if I'll take it, Ozal Moida. Lo Ashkele, have a le'eva. He'll be antagonized. He'll have hatred. You're not allowed to, that's what Eva is. You're not allowed to do things that'll cause to have Eva, to have them hatred, that you're not allowed to antagonize them. So Amalei Rish Lakish told Vizorkas Ola Bar Bafon, take it and throw it into the bar. He says, Amalei Kolshkein Devil Eva. Klachiyah. Like all of a sudden it slipped from you, like it fell out. And this way, it's, the Yid didn't get from it. But the Gemara talks about Eva. So Rishayim Taka go into that certain times you're allowed to be, it's mutter because of Eva. Right? Now, what Yael mentioned also, like nowadays, we're not makbid. Why? Because the Gemara nowadays don't really mind Avodah Zarah, or let's say those that don't believe in Avodah Zarah, Taka with Muslims or something like that. All right, some say the day of, I think, I don't remember. I think it says to the day of, you should be machmir. But the days beforehand, or anyway, the days of usually are closed, but the days, or they say with non-avodah zarah, you're allowed to go ahead and do business. Okay. So let's see first the halacha. Eivik hachavim. Ha'oysa mishdu l'chupas b'nai. Interesting. Chupas b'nai abitei. Asal yisrael lechal sham afil oichu mishaloi v'shamish shaloi oimid alav mishamish. And it brings the halacha. That's the din. That's halacha shchura. Comes along the Taz. The Taz says, "Bedrisha nistapik." In drisha, on the Torah, nistapik. The priest of the drisha, iyesh bekan heter mishum eva kemoi besimin kuf shamu yismachimam. Sometimes you're allowed to machnif. You're flattering them, and it helps you. That's his shah. His shah. This din of not going to a wedding festivity of an akum, even though you have your own, when I say meal mod, it's only because when we grew up, that was the only kosher, but not to exclude any other caterer, of course. Well, you have your own kosher caterer, you maybe for Ava, if he's going to, so what kind of business is this? I give you $1 million business a year, your associate, this, that, so he wants some, maybe it's mutter because of Ava. What are you going to, you have a big, probably some of you have over here, you have an associate, you have a business partner, you have a business whatever, someone that you do business, and he invites you to the wedding. What are you going to do? Not go to the wedding. What would you say about that? Let's think for a moment. Would you use a heter of Eva? The Gemara in Daf Vav, meaning the beginning, that's a chashash. Maybe he'll do. Maybe he'll use it. Good, if it's only a chashash, some Eva's matayit. But if it's a issa deraisa, the kara lachava, chalta mezivchoi, right? The Torah says it's an issa to be mishtatav besudasai bemesibasai shal akum. Where's the head of Eva? Eva's a pikuach nefesh meichetaisi. You don't find that Eva's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh will be mutzat. It's not a void. It's our mom. It's not a bizrai. It's not meichetaisi not. I mean, lechayra over here, if that's the issa. So the Taz doesn't say this. Look at the Taz. The Taz says, the Tmiyani, the second line, Tmiyani al gavarabo, the kavose, you stop zeh. Sharei zeh mufurish bapasik. He doesn't say Rabbi Yael's word. Shalamdua mikra, we learn that for pasik. Vekara lecha vachalta mezivcha. Umufurish bereish oisa pasik. Pain, we didn't do this pasik, doesn't it? Pen tichreis brisa yeshra aritz. Vizanu achwe b'nai seyen. Harei shatayra tzipsa. Shielanu Eva imahem. The Torah wants that we should have this behavior that's an Eva. In other words, like the Chiddushim used to say on Yeshna, like Haman says, Yeshna am echad mufuzo mufur ben. That's what Haman said. Yeshna, he says, that's taka that's the same shaynus mekolam. Their das is to be shaynus mekolam, to be mufuz mufur. They want to be that way. They don't want. They want. They taka want to antagonize them so they don't get involved socially and get married to them, right? We want to show them they're different, right? You take a dress different than them. You take a look different than them. Why? So he says, over there, it's a chash of let's see how he says it. Arei shatar tzitz sheshielanu eva imam. Mishum achok has been the same. Ve'eich natim mishum eva. The whole purpose of this is to cause eva. That means eva, that they should not want to deal with us. They shouldn't want to marry us. Right? They come in and they see, we do this, we do that. So we want to keep away from him. Meaning, it's because of lo yisham apir, it's because of something else. Okay, then there's a heta. He doesn't say Rabbi Yael's vart, this deraisa, this rabbanon. But that's for sure he's understanding that this is a din deraisa, to be marchik yisam. He says, it could go in the ale, mishum isra alil, shiroi lahachik beis dvarm, vetir baksadvarm, mishum evimav. Masha inkin kan, she'ika mitzah shel isra achila gufo mishum shelo yelanu imam. Ava, we shouldn't have such close relationship. The whole purpose is that way. Oh, he says Bishul Akum, right? We know Bishul Akum. What's the whole Issa of Bishul Akum? The whole Issa of Bishul Akum is you might come to marry their daughters, right? Pasakum, Bishalakum, all those, is not kashrus. Even if you know it's 100% kosher, it's also because you might come to marry their daughters, right? That's why we mentioned that, what about makum? Over there wouldn't be mutter. Pasakum wouldn't be mutter. Why? Because makum, you still can't marry their daughter. Even if they're not over there for a zara, it doesn't matter, all right? So he says, "She'ininu she'elan she'lo yelanu kiriv imam mishum b'nesem pshita she'in shum heta mishum eva calls it pasha be'inai." That's what he says. Okay, but he doesn't say the way exactly Rabbi Yael said it, but he does say it's a deraisa. Comes along the shach and the kudus akesiv. V'tmiyani al gavra loy kosher midi. Why? What happened with the story where Yitzhak buried the Masharshia? Guy made a festivity after 12 months, and he saw all of a sudden that what? That he was very happy. So I said, oh, well, he's an Adam Choshev. That's different. Inshallah Allahu, with Adam Choshev, maybe he's just a Chumrah, because he was Moedah Tavay the Zara. So you see, the Issa has nothing to do with Ava. The Issa says he might be Moedah Tavay the Zara. So it's just like the Gemara in Dav Gimel, and Dav Beis, Dav Vav, that there's a din of Azul Moedah, which is Mutta Mishum Ava. That's the Shach Steiner. Okay? It's the Ikla Huda, Labasa Tracy Yach Veshmai the Oidi, Yira Tama Issa Mishum the Azul Moedah. Ubeazulamaydi Sharina Mishumeva. Aye, the Pasuk, Yael said it's a Pasuk. Cross mach the Baalmahu. It's not really the Pasuk you learn. You don't learn after it. It's a smach the Baalmahu. Te the Vadai, Lomachabi Malkas Michael Mishnah. Over Kochov and Vine of Time, Brice, Swell, Shubachutzlots, over the Kom Betire, Mashi, Suruhu Mishum, avoid this Kochov. The more calls Vine of Azulamaydi. So the Shach learns the whole Pasuk is in a smach the. It's just really, it's Azulamaydi. It's one of the Xeris Chazal made, so the man could be Matra Teva. That's a machlokes of Shach and Taz. Now, Lemaisa, let's go back to one. Or two, more correctly, two. Or one. Look at the Pasuk. Ben Techus Bris Yeshua Arz Vizanochel Lehem, Vizavchul Lehem, Vikarlochav Achazim Zivchul. Next Pasuk says, Velakachta Mibnaisav. Right? Lebenecha. Vizanu Benaisav Achel Lehem. Vizduz Benecha Achel Lehem. It's Masha has to do with Benaisa, which, by the way, I tell him it says that you might marry. The Torah always says you might do a Veda Zara, always says that the reason you're not allowed to marry. Last week's Pasha, Loisite, Loisishatan, Bom, Bitcha, Loisikar, Bom, Benay. Right? Because why? Because they'll go and do a, they'll take your grandkids and bring them to a Veda Zara. The whole Issa Benay saying, like, it's not even clear what the Issa Benay saying is, right? The Rambam says in certain ways it's not derisive. He says, Aliyah oven ze kal beinecha, because anybody marries a shikta is kilus chatan levoy de zara. The ultimate, the Torah itself says, Issa b'nei sayin, is shrim avoy de zara. But it's such a thing as b'nei sayin. Look in Rashi and Chumash. Rashi number two. V'chalta mezivcha, kasava tosha ein oinish b'achilas. You think there's nothing wrong with eating. Mizrahi says it means, doesn't mean eating his food's not kosher, zivche mason, whatever. It means even again, eating your own food. He learns Rashi means, even if you have your own food. Animale alecha kemoyd b'avodosim. Why? Shemetoch kach atabo v'lokech b'bnoisiv l'benecha. You might marry his daughter. Rashi is clear. The issa is to marry his daughter. That's the. So Rashi's mashit said issa deraisa. The pasuk's telling you. You think there's nothing wrong with being mishtatef in the festivities. You might come to marry their daughter. The ritva there in Yutin Davches. Ve'ema ad the ochel mamish. Ika pirush ve'ema ad the ochel mezif mamish. Till he eats. Right? Umanolan blaasar sha'uchal mishalad. In Ritvitz Mashra, that the issa is not just going, it's if you eat there. As if you take a go to a non Jewish wedding and you don't eat, it's Mashra, it's not. But if you have in mind to go and eat there, even if it's your own food, you bring your own food, then it could be us. It's just. Because once you eat, you're sort of getting into the spirit. Why is the issa not to go stam to a guy's house and eat the meal together? You don't find that. It says, it's metech de simcha, you'll socialize more. Okay, so look at that. Umadrinin. The imkein isu mishum achilas zivcha mamish, lamin lamein bekarlocha, alvada ach yom rachman, mishasa kriya mal nilacha, kilo chalta mizivcha mamish. Chayin alocha. Vafilu bezman hazeh, asa. V'loi chashinin la'eva. Oh, he says, clear like the Taz. Loi, we don't care about Eva. But he says what Rabbi Yael said. Kivin di isura deraisi. Ukeilu archel betaguvus of a dessert. How could you be mata eva of a dessert? It's a derice, I'm sorry. Umiyu. Hani milik shahilach lebeis anochi lecholish toisham. Avim shalech lo nochi. He sends it. We'll see that. Ein kanisu derice sur. He says it's a derbonin if he sends you food. Let's see the. Now, if you look at the ritter on vavam bebeis, where eva is mutter, Well, let's go. Who minor the shadle dinor cuz kizwina kiswana abuda nasia be made. Have yaso shakash am ekha ashkelo azol mai ashkelo evel ever pirish. Kol ekhdik evel asu be mishra sein klal va fil be yam adam. Even the day of their holiday. She is ze einol midor bonin. Exactly what Rabbi Yael said. Umishum chshasha, it's a chshash. Lefikach lo yechlita by surin v'lo hishvav in the sand. Therefore, they didn't make a blanket issa, and they didn't equate it all the time. Sometimes it's muta eva. Ve'ena kashar yisurin shalem shehishvav in the sand v'yechlita issa. Avahach lo yechlita yisurin el lefi amokum lefi azman. Like the Gemara says, begoyil ena asa b'yamein dem bavad, because they're not so odik and avoid the Zara, only in Israel, and you know, ve'echi motzish and bavol, ve'echi motzish shmul, l'mei ma'achim zes chomil, el vaday kacha yadas chacham etchila, shia kol afi yamok afi zman. Well, and he brings some rice it. Let's skip over. The line which says, shkach ha'is yadas chacham etchila. U'makan samchu rabbi seinazal, de bizman hazeh mutal lasas lasas, im agoyim afil b'yayim edem, we know they don't go with and moide to the getchkes anymore. The loch shiva mepay kuli hai v'su shanu tzichin lasses in mind b'shum chayin nefesh, and they would. It's part of our livelihood. That's the society we live in, and we couldn't live without it. But neisha einay, okay, but there's some time for that. He says, but things that they'll be makrav, that's already also asleep and iver. Oh, and then at the end he says, Gvina sakum, chema sakum, cholavakum, yainam, those are also, why? Because even though it's out of the raisa, but lamaisa is, they wanted you not to deal with them, like Takada the Tazasvar. But Kupam, the Ritva says clear, this iser is an iser the raisa. To be mishtatav besimchas, the mesibas akum of besimcha is iser the raisa. Look at the Rambam. Oive kachavim sh'osl b'noyol bitoy mishta osr, Lihanas Mesudasa. Vafil lecholishtes Yisrael Mimshalo. It's Masha. Again, the Issa is to be Nena from the Suda. Shom also oil b'mesibas akum achloi. Umeemesai, and then he brings a lacha. Right? Umeemesai also lechloi. Etzam shaschel asak lacha tzachsir. Koi mishra lacha ime mishra shom yoim. Vimasa suda cheres mach masasun. Afil lacha shom also achnei mesachoydish. V'kol ha'chok ha'zayis b'mnei avoyde sh'kochovim sh'nema v'kol ha'chov ha'chalt v'lokach Mashi is saying a pos. The tour. V'im ha'akam sholeach li'yisrael le'beisoy oifes chayin o'dogim. Let's say he says, you know, my son's getting married. I know you're not going to come. But, you know, I'm sending you food at home. Just what they call a Ricky Vega suda, right? Ricky Vega, his uncle made a suda the night he got married. He couldn't go to chasana. So there's a minig in yeshivas where you can't go to Bachas chasana. He's getting married overseas. They make the friends make together what's called a Ricky Vega suda. So the guy heard about it and he sends some food to the yid. So the rosh says you're louder. Kosov Adoni Avi a rosh. He brings his rosh. But tshuva shemutom. What is this tshuva? Zok the Beis Yosef. V'im agoy shalech lisol beisa oifus chayim dogim kasa adoni v'ev tshuva shemutah. B'seif klal yotes kasa. Mepashta dekra. U'me mashrasa masha ein asa lekar lecha v'cha. The Rosh says, because it says v'kar lecha v'cha mashra v'shu kar lecha b'beis agoy. The whole iser is that he calls you to come to him, but not if he sends you. If it's a darabonin, what do you mean medayik in the psukim? It's a chamashva pashas of the Rosh that's a iser deraisa. Rashba, kol tzlas in yayim. Bein sha'ama mishum alulu, v'davka lechel imoy, mishum dekozol moide, right? Mimishtav umepas bak, so based on a posuk in Daniel, sudasa. Avala seis velasis imoy, ein aso b'yem mishrul vat, okay, whatever. But it's mashma that mishum dekozol moide. It's mashma it's a chshash, right? That's a pashtis. It's a derabana. Now, Rashi, we said in Chumash, says, what's the reason? The reason because b'nai sayin. Lamaisa is, you still have shver, the Gemara, with the Adam Choshev, that he saw that he was being maided. Mashman the Gemara is maided. Look in Rashi, after 30, we know what's during 30 days, Mistama le'lula mechavin, va'asa, dekol yemehi lula, makriv la'vaydis kachavin. It's Mashma, because the guy is makriv la'vaydis zara, and he'll be either be makriv itzal sifneva, he'll be maided to zavaydis zara. He's still involved with his zavaydis zara. Rashi is also mashma. Has nothing to do with because of Bnei Sein's Masha, because the guy will be makav, not because of you. So Chere, it seems like a steer in Rashi. The Ravid says, Hilkach Tzloisiyam, Pirish, Kivin, Demisha Eichel Magoy B'Misha Shlo Asa Deraisu. So he clearly says, like the Ritva, like the Taz says, it's Issa the Rice to do this. Tlosin Yoim in Achamishta, Asalachimoy, Avalisa Valitanim Mutach, Shashto Banhu, Shema Yaakov Menel versus Shema Yoide. It says, Tlosin Yoim Achamishta, Asalachimoy, Avalisa Litanim Mutach, Shashto Banhu, Shema Yaakov Menel versus. It's Mashra in the Rivet, like Bevil just said, that the Issa of going to the Mesiba, that's the Raisa. The Issa of 30 days afterward, that's a Chashasha Darabanan. Tzlosa, in other words, that's the Misha Echel Magoy, but Misha Shasa. Tzlosa Nyayim Acha Misha Asa Lachlimoy, and then he brings Lisa Vitan, which is a Chashasha Darabanan. Seems like he's putting it together with Tzlosa Nyayim. In other words, the Gemara says, Hilkach, because there's such an Issa, they also added to that an Issa of Tzlosa Nyayim. And that could be what the Rashba meant before. When the Rashba says that it's only the Rabbanan, he meant it's the Rabbanan afterwards. In other words, there's two halachas over here. The first halacha is the Mesibas Amishta. That itself is the Issa Deraisa. And that there would be no Heta Eva, like the Ritva says, and the Taz. Then there's another halacha, of that Shema, and that would make sense in Rashi. Rashi is B'noisav, that's the Issa Deraisa. And then there's an Issa afterwards, the Rabbanan did. Like you see the Ritva says, if he sends you at home, maybe if he gives you food, maybe it's an Issa Darabanan. There's Yisurim that Darabanan added to this. And that's already because of Azul Amay, the Avodah Zarah, or the Makov, the Avodah Zarah. That's a Chashash. So I found this Sforno. On the Pasuk there, Pein Tichas Bris. V'atam Shamarti, Shalot Tichas Bris Yeshu Arz, Hu, Sh'im Tiyeh Imay Bebris, Tita Be'el Acher, Al echad mishnei ponim. Im shiikrocha lecho mezivcha, v'tavod ima, you myself might come to do a avodah zarah. Oz, atamad, tavod ama oz, esol lahav lahapik ritzayne. You'll get hamish with him and to make, you know, to go ahead and show him that you're with him, you might do a avodah zarah. V'im shetasa, or another reason, la'avas anoshim, k'moshe einim par. He says it's taka two reasons. For him, it's mashim both of the rises, maybe. But you see, there's two different reasons. One is B'noisav and one is Avodah Zarah. That's what it says in the Pesukim. So that could be the two things. If it's the Mesiba itself is you might come to marry his daughter. Afterwards is that you might come to go ahead and do Avodah Zarah, or he'll do Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. So you can learn, it's two different things. So that's a pshat. The Azal Amay that's in the Gemara, that's afterwards, beforehand not. Just want to show an interesting Rambam. Zog the Rambam. Yesh in Hilchas Machal Asur. Yesh in Dvar Machayim Asur Sanchamim. Afu pi she'en li surin ikum min ha-toyru. Goes on lane. Kedei l'srachik min ha-akum. Ad she'lo yisar v'ben v'yobu l'dei chasnes. Right? There are certain things Chazal made. Ve'elen. Asu lishtay siman afi mokshayin loch she'inay nesach. Va'asu lecho piton. In other words, the Rishayim say, what's the reason, the Gemara says, what's the reason you're not allowed to drink yayin stam yayinan? Mishum b'nai sayin. The Rishayim asked, Taisis, Ran, why don't you say it's because they're menasech l'avodah zarah? Right? So the Rishayim say basically is, you're not choshish that the dude loves l'avodah zarah. They're not going to give you wine that's made for their, the Rishayim called kedeshim. They don't want to say the word kedusha, they call kedeshim, for their znos, for their shtusim. So it says, sahakum itzasa ba'na. Once they asked the b'shesiyah, they asked the ba'na too. I was once on a plane, and they were, you know, it was like a 2-hour ride, and they can't, you know, they're bored. It was, I guess, pre-computer days. So they were playing a game, and whoever gets these numbers gets a free bottle of wine. So somebody was with me. He won a bottle of wine. I said, you can't take it. It's Gallo. You know, it's also. But no, I told him. I said, okay, fine, no problem. He goes over and gives it to a guy for a gift. I said, that's also Asabana. You know, I'll do it. I had the same thing this year. A fella comes over to me. And he says, I didn't sell my chum. I said, why? He says, I told my 12-year-old kid to tell the Rav, and he forgot to. I said, okay, I don't want to be hard on him. I said, next time, don't tell your 12-year-old, and you can't be Simech. He said, oh, fine. I said, what's it then? I said, look, you were mevatli chametz, so see how careful you have to be. Just cover the chametz that's there, and it's bottled. And after Yontif, get rid of it, right? You have to get rid of it. So okay, fine. So I see him, you know, the last day Yom Tov. So I said, you got rid of it? He says, no, I decided
What I got to get rid of for? I gave it to my cleaning lady. I said, that's also about nice. I said, I didn't give her any anna. So what do you mean you didn't give her any anna? You sure did.
She's some benefit to us to give it to the cleaning lady, though.
What? The cleaning, it's still asubah. It's still getting on. No, that's for sure. You might be getting it. Anyway, by kuponim, so that's also shum b'nai sen. Which, by the way, let's say, if this is b'nai sen, what if you have a guy that can't have children? Because I'll still ask it. Now, a mummer, like many of us, you know, we have a mechal Shabbos, we be careful, not we shouldn't touch his wine. Oh, years ago, it wasn't such a problem. Everybody drank non-mavushal wine. But now people drink fancy wines, dry wines, they're not mavushal. So why are you makbid? Why are you so makbid if he's a mechal Shabbos? Because he has dinim like a goy. Not because he's menasachit, because he has dinim like a goy. So that means you wouldn't buy bread from him either. If you had a bakery. It'd be pasakim, would be cholvakim. Many poskim hold, yeah. Right? That's taka true. And Chazanishtein is, I mean, it's before the Chazanish, but they, and the Chanami. When I told her, somebody says, he was telling me, he's marrying a girl, a Baal Shuvah, and her father, he says, what are you doing to Shabbos? You know, he said, no, I would marry his daughter. I'm marrying her, he tells me. I said, yeah, I know, but that's the Gzeirah. Even if you would marry, it doesn't matter. They made a goy. Like Gavil says, he has a din of a goy. Right, these are big shilas, okay? Pashas, you can be semecha on the tinnik shenishba. But if, for the same reason, you can be semech on the wine. But that's the din, right? Also, lishta sima, and so forth. Then halacha yud. Keitzad, lo yishta adam b'mesiba shel akum. Stam azoy. Af mishu yayim avushel, she'en anesa, she'oyah she'esu mekeh levadai. You hear? Stam, can you go with some business associates to Glebe's restaurant, right? The Glebe's restaurant where they serve wine. The Rambam says, "Ima yareva mesiba yisrael muta." Okay, that's the Rambam. The Beis Hefshes doesn't know where the Rambam got this from, but this is a din in the Rambam. It's a lochan shulchan aruch. What about if you go to a restaurant, and there's 50 tables? Can you be mitzarif? You know, how do you figure it out? Your table, other tables. These are shilas. I'm bringing it up on that time to get it directly. What we learned, but that those of us who have these shilas should look into it and find out what to do.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.